as an introduction to our theme today, Tracy is going to read from Acts chapter 2, verses 1 to 6.
Act 2, verses 1 to 6. The coming of the Holy Spirit. When the day of Pentecost came, all the believers were gathered together in one place. Suddenly, there was a noise from the sky, which sounded like a strong wind blowing, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then they saw what looked like tongues of fire, which spread out and touched each person there. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to talk in other languages, as the Spirit enabled them to speak. There were Jews living in Jerusalem, religious people who had come from every country in the world. When they heard this noise, a large crowd gathered. They were all excited because all of them heard the believers talking in their own languages.
So we're now going to be thinking about who is the Spirit and what do we know about him. And some of you were given a card this morning when you came in. So we should have six people with cards. And Mercedes, would you like to come and take the microphone round for me, please? Right, so who's got number one? That's Ivy over there. Hold on a minute. Today we celebrate Pentecost together, a very special event which began 50 days after the first Easter. It was the time when after Jesus' crucifixion, resurrection, and ascension back to heaven, when the gift of the Holy Spirit was given to all those who believed that Jesus was their Messiah, Saviour, and Lord. That day was a day when the church on earth began. It was the birthday of the church. And now we're going to hear something about what the Spirit is and what we learn about him from the Bible. Ivy.
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was moving over the face of the waters.
Thank you, Ivy. So the Holy Spirit was always there, right from the beginning of the world that God created. Although the Spirit came to Christians in a new way on the day of Pentecost, the Spirit himself was not new. Who's got number two?
The Holy Spirit in the Old Testament. Samuel took the olive oil and anointed David. Immediately, the Spirit of the Lord took control of David and was with him from that day on.
Thank you, Pam. So in Old Testament times, God's Spirit was given to certain special people, in this case, to King David. Usually a Spirit was given to a special person to enable them to do a particular important job that God had called them to do. Who's got number three? Handy.
Luke chapter 3, verses 21-22. Jesus was baptized, and the Holy Spirit came down upon him in bodily form like a dove. Luke chapter 4, verse 14. Jesus returned to Galilee, and the power of the Holy Spirit was with him.
Thank you, Margaret. Jesus, who was both human and divine, was filled with God's Spirit. The power was a Spirit who gave him strength and wisdom for all that he had to do during his life, death, and resurrection. And who's got number four?
Joel 2, verses 28 to 29. Afterwards, I will pour out my spirit on everyone. Your sons and daughters will proclaim my message. Your old men will have dreams, and your young men will see visions. At that time, I will pour out my spirit, even on servants, both men and women.
Hundreds of years before the day of Pentecost, the prophet Joel told people that in future, God planned to pour out his spirit on everyone who became a Christian. There would be a special time when the Spirit would not just be given to some special people, but to all. Joel prophesies what was to happen on the day of Pentecost. And who's got number five?
John 14. Jesus said, "If you love me, you will obey my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper, who will stay with you forever. He is the Spirit who reveals the truth about God." John 26. "The helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you everything and make you remember all that I have told you."
Thank you, Glenys. Much later, Jesus also promised his followers the gift of God's Holy Spirit for all those who loved and obeyed him. From that first Pentecost onwards, and still today, God's Spirit is promised to his followers to A, reveal to us the truth about God, and B, teach us and help us to remember everything that Jesus taught. Now I've got number six, Deborah.
Acts 1. "When the Holy Spirit comes upon you, you will be filled with power, and you will be witnesses for me in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth."
Thank you, Deborah. And there is more. The Spirit also comes to fill us with God's power and to enable us to be witnesses for Jesus, starting where just where we are and going out to witness everywhere we possibly can. All this we know about God's Holy Spirit, and can find out a lot more if we read the Bible and look for more information. Because God's Spirit is a very important, essential, fundamental aspect of God himself. The Spirit is part of God who lives in us and is our daily helper, strength and encouragement as we seek to live the Christian life. We need him very much.